Good morning, and it's time for Car Talk right here on K1, the one you trust. I believe we have Brad Dungis on the other end of the line, don't we?
Hi, Tom. Yes, I'm here. How are you today?
You know something? It just seems to be really sunny on Thursdays, and the weather just seems to be so much nicer when we converse and start talking about cars.
We've had a run of beautiful days, haven't we?
We sure have.
For our show.
Yeah. So what's going on at the dealership today?
We've got a lot of stuff, great stuff going on out here. It's a beautiful day. We've got lots of new inventory showing up every day now. It's finally kind of cut loose a little bit. It's been pretty barren on the lots the last couple weeks with the, just as the plants had shut down during the early part of March and April during this pandemic. The manufacturing plant shut down, and we were a little bit low, but now we've started to get inventory in great bushels and a bunch of Toyotas, a great-looking Tacoma and Tundra this last couple days, and I think about 8 Toyotas yesterday, and lots of Fords and Lincolns also on the way in. So looking at lots of new inventory showing up every day, and got lots of people taking advantage of that opportunity to kind of select one before it even comes in and get their name on the list. They're going pretty quick, so you might want to check that out. It is still a really great time to buy with the historic used car prices. Your trade is really worth more than it has been ever been in a relative sense. And with model year and closeout time on the 2020s, we've got we're starting to get 2021s in, so we really need to make room for those. And great time to buy. And also got Beth Beard on today from the Boys and Girls Club. Say hi, Beth.
Hello. How are you all today?
Doing great.
Doing great. Now, you guys are always busy out at the Boys and Girls Club in Bartlesville.
We are busy. We got really busy June 1st when we opened back up for summer. And back open for school now with after-school programming. So, yeah, we've got our kids back, which is what we wanted.
Yeah, I know, and I'm sure it's been an interesting summer. Lots of different things going on, but it is probably great to have the kids back at the club, huh?
It is. We closed down March 17th for COVID, and we were closed until June 1st. So it was oddly quiet at the club for a long time. We're not used to not having the doors open and kids here every day. So
yeah.
Yeah, the shutdown was definitely quiet, so we're glad to have our kiddos back in the building.
Great. And so the after-school programs are going on as usual?
They are. We're back up, and, we've got computer and STEM and Power Hour and all of those programs, and, of course, all of our activities in the gym and out on the field, and which is great. And we've actually got a new team director, Gage Griffin, started this week, so our team programs are up and running, and we're super happy to have him here.
Awesome. Is he new to the area?
No, he's a Bartlesville guy. He's
okay.
Very interested in team programming, and he's kind of one of those kid magnets, and it's going to be good. The kids are super excited once they meet us.
That's good. Awesome. And back to school is an exciting time, and with the pandemic and stuff going on, have you guys had to make a lot of adjustments to that, or how does that work?
When we opened back up June 1st, we followed all of the CDC and talked to the health department for Washington County, and we temperature check at the door every kid who gets here, and they hand sanitize right after they're temperature checked and go to their areas. The rooms are wiped down after every rotation, so it's different, and, we've got more staffing just because of the cleaning procedures and all of that, but, keeping the kids safe is priority number one. So it's gone well. We've had we've been open since June 1st. We've had zero positive cases so far at the club, which has been great. It's different, but we've got the kids back, so we're going forward from there.
That's great, and that's similar to at the dealership. We've had to change a few things and how we do them, but
right.
I mean, adapting and keeping everybody safe is the main thing right now. And as we make our way through this, it's just trying to get back to normal as close to that as we can, of course,
and
keep everybody healthy and well and going on here in Bartlesville. There's so much great stuff happening this time of year, and we want to take advantage of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is good to hear the club is back to life, though. That is wonderful. Yeah. Is there any new stuff going on at the club this fall? Or?
Well, right now we've opened up something called Community Hope Center, which is part of the governor's project, and it opens every day, Monday through Friday. We open at 7:30 a.m., and it's mainly for kids and families who need some additional support during the shutdowns and during virtual schooling. So we've got Wi-Fi available. The kids can come here, log on to our Wi-Fi. They connect. They can connect with their teacher, do their homework, hit their classes online, and then we've got enrichment activities like gym, PE, art, those types of things, and then additional family support, you know, if they need something else. So it's new in Oklahoma. I think there's 12 centers in Oklahoma. We were chosen to be one of them. And right now we're still in the process of taking applications.
You do apply for that. I was going to ask, how do you become a part of that?
We put applications on our website on bgcbeville.org, and you can just get on, download the application, and bring it in, or you can fax it in or email it in, either way. But, yeah, it's an application.
Well, that's great, because it's so important for kids to have some structure and such. I mean, but also to give the parents a chance to go to work and stuff if they are virtually schooling, or like today the school's closed because of concerns about cleaning the high school, and you know, so you're gonna, it gives them kids a place to go. Yeah, that's awesome. So they go to the website, and there's applications and probably lots more information on that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Great deal. Lots of good stuff, definitely. Thinking any more about the Student of the Year? That's something we're always involved in. And, you know, is that, have you started to think about that event? And, you know, is it maybe, are we going to postpone it? Or are you still going to have the student, I would think?
We'll still choose our Youth of the Year. And we always kind of start looking about this time of year at kids who are sophomores through seniors who've been active in the club. And then, of course, you know, you always make our announcement at our luncheon every year. And this year, the luncheon's scheduled for December 4th. That's a Friday.
Uh-huh.
We're just going forward that, just, you know, we'll
be assuming we can do it. Yep.
And then if we can't, we'll go from there. We'll do something virtual. But we will still have a luncheon in person or in a virtual capacity of some type. But it's just, we love doing Youth of the Year.
Well,
honoring those kids that have worked.
It's one of my favorite events because, you know, you get to go into the club, you see the kids, but you also get to honor the journey that they all take at the club through their lives there. And it's so great to get to know the ones that you've chosen over these last few years. They've been great kids, and it is a really great day. And if any people haven't been to it, I love to go to the event. You should check that out in December. As we get closer, I'm sure there'll be chances for people to get a ticket to that. So
yeah, we'll have tickets for sale, and we love having you come. You've always been a relentless supporter of the Boys and Girls Club, and we appreciate everything you do for us. So it's fun to have you come and get to honor our kids that have worked so hard all year.
Well, it's a great, great organization, and we're proud to be a part of it. It is something that we've done for a long time, way back to when my grandfather was running the store. He was definitely involved with the club, too, and it's something we really like to work with you guys on. Great resource for our community, like there are so many in Bartlesville, but it's great to hear about what's going on out there. So, Tom, you know, this beautiful weather we've been having has also bringing a lot of traffic out in our service department.
I bet it has.
Yes, it has. It was a little slow right there before school started. It always is a bit of a transition there as people are finishing up their getting ready for school stuff. But, boy, this week it has just taken off, and it's been very busy. Lots of service appointments, and encouraging people to go online to our websites and schedule your service. If you need an oil change or something, it's really easy to go in there, and you can pick your time. and schedule it that way, we'll be ready for you. And it really speeds up the process, make sure we don't have a mad rush or too many people at one time. You can do that for either store. It's go to dungeonschoice.com and check all that out. There's also on our website a lot of great information and stuff you can do if you're looking for a vehicle. We really put you in charge of buying a car. We try to give you all the tools and information to research your vehicle, your price, your payments, your trade, your financing right there online. We've got a safe, low-pressure in-store experience that we keep. We move along at your pace and try to make comfortable for everybody. Anyway, Tom, what's going on at the radio station? Tell us a little bit about what you guys have up these days.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've been having a lot of fun, and we're gearing up for what is known as the Celebration and Wedding Showcase, which is coming up in October. Okay. And we're going to go out there at one of your favorite places, which is the Tower Center at Unity Square. And we're going to start off at the Price Tower Patio is where we're going to get everybody started. And then we're going to use that beautiful green space with some pop-ups for our vendors nicely spread out so that we can social distance. And you can see what our local businesses have to offer for your celebration, whether it's a wedding or if it's a class reunion, a special birthday, special anniversary, or just, hey, maybe even celebrating the purchase of your first new car. Who knows? We'll have everything out there for you, and that's coming up in early October.
That's really exciting to hear. I'm glad you guys are able to pull that off again. That's great. And take advantage of the great Tower Center at Unity Square space. I know people have been out enjoying these great evenings this last few days. And see lots of people out down there. It's been a great, great summer. More and more people are going to enjoy it this summer, I think.
That's true.
Yeah. And Beth, have you been down there to check that out?
We did. We went. We had dinner downtown, and my sister-in-law was in town, so we drove by, and she got the chance to go walk around. And she grew up here, so she was impressed. She was like, "This is great that Bartlesville's doing all these fun things downtown." And so it's a fun place to bring family that comes back or people that are visiting. It's beautiful down there.
Yeah, it is a great, great, great addition to our community, just like the club is. And for those who haven't been out to the new club, let's go through that a little bit. I know some people may not be aware, but just a couple years ago, we did build a new Boys and Girls Club here in Bartlesville, and it's a great facility. Tell them a little bit about the facility and where it is located and stuff like that, Beth, or your general programs, just in case people don't know.
Sure. So if anybody remembers our old club, we're actually in the same location. We're at 401 South Seminole, and our parking lot is where the old club used to be. So we actually built around the old building, and once our new one was finished, we moved in and then tore the old one down and did the parking lot. So we've got a beautiful STEM lab, thanks to ConocoPhillips. We've got great outdoor courts, thanks to P66. We've got a computer lab, an industrial kitchen that we can serve out of, so all of our meals are prepared here. We've got a great partnership with East Bartlesville Christian Church. They've had a group that have come in for a long, long time and cook for us. They come in every Tuesday, prep all the meals for the week, stick them in the freezer, and they're all ready to go.
That's been going on for a long time, too, hasn't it?
A long time. They are... We can't even say enough how thankful we are for what they do for us. They're here for Thanksgiving dinners, serving, cooking. They're a huge, huge help to the club. And then we've got a huge gym and outdoor field with turf. We've got programming that goes from ages 7 to 18. And kids can come in after school every day. They've got a chance to go do something called Power Hour where they can get homework help. If they need it or just want to sit down and get their homework done for the day. And then they can go rotate through. So they can go do STEM projects. They can get on the computers and do a computer math. We've got Spanish. And then, of course, we rotate through all of our different sports cycles throughout the year. We've got flag football and kickball, softball, baseball. We just started last year doing volleyball fundamentals, which has gotten hugely popular.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it's almost all year round we're doing some type of basketball fundamentals at night. So
yeah, that's a great program. Our kids have both done that, and it's a great time and good way to learn the sport of basketball for sure. And I'm sure all the other programs you have are similar. That's really great. It is a great facility, and it's something you want to check out if you're new to town or want to get involved. There's undoubtedly opportunities to volunteer and help with the club or support the club.
Absolutely.
And lots of that. And you do have a website with great information on it there, too. What is that?
That's bgcbeville.org. And you can see pictures of the inside of the club. There's a list of our programs and our staff, all of the information that you would need.
Very nice. And great club, great people out there, and great program. So taking care of our kids. Definitely good stuff going on at the Boys and Girls Club. So back to car business a little bit, Tom. One of the themes we've been talking about this summer has been the incredible value of used cars, and our need to purchase more used car inventory is still real. And so, if you are in the have an extra vehicle or looking to trade, be sure to check out our website and put your vehicle information in. We'll make an offer on your vehicle, whether you're purchasing from us or not, and only takes a few minutes. Something that I really need the inventory, and if you've got something you want to sell, be sure to check it out online at dungeschoice.com.
Very good.
It's pretty simple there to go in, enter the information on your vehicle, or you can just call or drop by, and we'll be happy to take it from there. If you like, we can even come to you. We've got people who go out and evaluate the vehicle, and then we can do it all online if you prefer.
And that's becoming quite popular. A lot of folks want to do the online thing these days.
Yeah, we do so much more of the, talk about it, so to speak, before you come in now. We've got great tools on our website. I mentioned a little bit earlier that you can do to research your vehicle, get your price, your payment, actually kind of put the whole deal together, put your trade in, actually get your credit situation, whatever that is, explore rebates and interest rates. It's really a cool deal. You can go in and click on find the vehicle you want, and it just leads you right through it. It's very simple and easy to do. When you get to Dungeness, of course, you're going to have our friendly, knowledgeable, non-commissioned sales consultants. They work with you in person or online. You got one dedicated person who works with you all the way through the delivery. They're not paid on commission, but they are rewarded for taking care of you well. Great experience is really our number one goal. We've got a simple price program where we market-based price all our vehicles clearly on our websites, and all our vehicles are it's the same price whether you're shopping online or in the showroom. No games or gimmicks and no disappearing deals. So it's pretty simple to shop from home at this point. You select your vehicle, set your payments, value your trade, apply for financing, schedule your test drive. We'll even bring it to you, and we deliver around the country, all over the nation. We've delivered vehicles in the last month to Washington State, Florida, Pennsylvania, and California, amazingly.
And I've seen your dealer stamp in Arkansas and also Missouri and Kansas here as of late. And by golly, it seems like you're everywhere, man.
Well, some of that is, I think, kind of developed because of the pandemic. I know people all the online shopping, they're finding us for some reason. And we do have our great inventory and our great sales team. So I think that helps us out a little bit. But I don't really know what the deal is, but we're definitely attracting customers from all over the country now.
It's working. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, great day out at Dungis, and come check it out. But if you are in the market for a car, when you purchase any new vehicle at Dungis, you get a no-cost 7-year, 100,000-mile better warranty. Yes. That comes with on all our new vehicles. It's nationwide protection. Gives you coverage anywhere in the continental U.S. And also Alaska, Hawaii, or Canada. It's power tank coverage. It covers the engine, transmission, front-wheel drive, and rear-wheel drive components. It comes with rental reimbursement. It comes with towing and flat tire assistance, lockout assistance, battery service, emergency trip expense reimbursement, and tire hazard protection. So it really gives you peace of mind when you purchase the vehicle for that 7-year, 100,000-mile period. And most of our used vehicles come with the Dungis Q-certified pre-owned program. They go through a rigorous 128-point inspection, and then they come with a 2-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty that's similar nationwide protection and comes with the other benefits that I mentioned before, too. So it's a really great program, gives you peace of mind on most of the vehicles we sell. And you can check all that out online, like I mentioned, at DungisChoice.com.
Keeping you safe, keeping it simple. I like it.
Yep, that's our plan, Tom. And let's bring Beth back in again one more time to talk about the club and what's going on there. So one of the great things about the Boys and Girls Club is the incredible value that it is. We talked about all this great stuff you get and the opportunities there, but it just being a member is on what? How much is it? It's only $25 a year, something like that.
Yeah, it's just $20 a year for the whole school year, and that includes dinner every night.
Isn't that amazing?
People are never sure when they call and ask. They're like, a month? We're like, no, a year. That's it. It's $20 for the school year, and that includes dinner every night. So, yeah, it's a great value for the kids. And that was one of the focuses that we wanted, was that we wanted low membership costs. And
yeah.
We've got a great board and a lot of great sponsors like you that have made that possible.
And how many kids now are coming to the after-school program and stuff like that this year? Do you know?
Last year, I think we averaged, 260 kids was our average daily attendance. You know, it's different. When COVID started, we were restricted in those numbers. Mm-hmm. So we actually broke our groups into a morning and afternoon and had 100 in the morning and 100 in the afternoon in order to keep our numbers lower. So it's a little bit different now.
Okay.
We're seeing our numbers tick back up as parents kind of, you know, wade through the whole process of what they're going to do with school and online and you know, after-school activities.
Right. But there are opportunities, though, for more people to come to the after-school program?
Yes, definitely. Yes. Once school opened, we went back to full capacity. So.
Okay.
After-school programming applications are on our website. Those are open, and we, you know, love to have all the kids.
Yep. And once again, tell them what the website is and so they can get more information if they like it.
It's bgcbeville.org, and you can get the membership applications for just the regular club membership. The Community Hope Center applications are on there as well.
Excellent. Great programs there, and Beth, I thank you so much for coming on the radio show. Appreciate everything you guys are doing.
Thank you, Brad.
Yep, and say hello to Jason and everybody else out there.
I'll do it. I will do
it. Okay. Awesome. Well, and I'll talk to you soon. And Tom, let's we'll go finish things up one more time here, getting near the end of the Car Talk
for
a week here, and I want to thank everybody for their support for the show and for taking care of Dungis and our community so well through these years. And, you know, just give a shout-out to all our customers. They're the ones that make it all happen. And we're here for you every day. If you have any needs in transportation, be sure to check us out.
And, of course, don't forget that Bronco's getting a lot of buzz still.
Yeah.
We talked about that for maybe 20 seconds.
We talked a lot about that last week, and we've had a few more reservations this week, and we're looking at creating some exciting stuff for people to do as we wait on the Bronco to arrive, because the big Bronco, we have Bronco Sport will be out near the end of the year.
But
the Bronco Heritage Bronco that people are most excited about, it won't be out till next summer.
Mm-hmm.
So in the meantime, we're going to pull together some of these folks that are that made reservations and do some stuff to help keep them engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe dream about some lifestyle stuff we might do in our Bronco. We'll talk about making some short trips around here to do some driving and stuff, and should be lots of fun. We're real excited to have the new Bronco lineup here, and we talked a lot last week about accessorization, and that's going to be a big deal with Bronco.
Oh my!
All the Fords in the next year.
That is going to be fun. You know, if you're in a position to do that, folks, I strongly suggest you get in touch with Brad and just see how far you can go with it, because it seems almost limitless with the different ways that you can set up your Bronco.
Well, I mean, it is really cool. I mean, everything from a camping setup to, you know, lifestyle things, like if you're a bike rider, if you're a kayaker, if you're a skier or whatever you do, it's going to get you there and get you back and be the right ride when you're there. They've got trail versions that can climb over about anything. They've got speed trail versions that are going to be souped up and mm-hmm. ready to roll as fast as you would want to go, I think, on those trails. And, different kinds of vehicle setups for every need. A vehicle like the Bronco.
You know, it couldn't have come at a better time. You know, folks are slowly but surely getting back out and doing things, still safely and still distancing, but they're getting back out, and this almost seems like the payoff, getting to the goal line, so to speak. It's like, yeah, look at that!
It is exciting. And, you know, we see that more and more this summer with, people kind of changing their habits, and travel is different than it was last year.
Sure.
More people traveling by car and lots of campers out. You know, I think we see those if you get out around in town or anywhere, really. There's more people pulling a trailer or a camper. And we've seen people making purchases of vehicles and trucks for those purposes. And so I do think you're right that the lifestyle stuff in the vehicle Bronco couldn't have hit it much better.
You know, people are looking at, a little bit more glamorous sport vehicles like the Bronco, and I understand people are going for a little bit more glamorous campers to tow around. So I guess it goes from camping to, dare I say, glamping?
I guess so.
A little bit of sparkle when you get out there.
It's all about having fun.
It is.
Taking care of each other. Yeah.
It is.
Well, that's good stuff, Tom. We're nearing the end of the show.
Sure.
Did want to give a shout out again to the team here at Dungeness and invite our customers to come out and say hello. If you have any needs, give us a shout. Call us at 918-333-0900, and we're here to take care of you.
And remember, they're on 75 the West Side, the best side right here in Bartlesville.
That's right, DungeonsChoice.com.
All right. Thank you, Brad. Take care. Be well.
Thank you, Tom.
All right. Taking a look at your forecast here before we get into the news here real quick. We are looking for a bright, sunshiny day. Great day for a test drive at Dungeness Family of Autos. Sunny in 87, clear tonight down to 59. Tomorrow, sunshine, 89 degrees.